Hey everyone, I waited for the second day of Ramadan to talk about Ramadan. Ramadan for us meant the family gatherings, meant the homes and the Ramadan drama, the good food and the peaceful, safe, smooth days and the Taraweeh, worshipping, the prayers after Futur, after breaking our fast. Now, the mosques are destroyed. Each family at least lost one of its members. We all lost our homes. There is no enough food and no beautiful dishes as before. It's not yani, I know that families, mothers, sisters, everyone is cooking in with love in Ramadan. But we don't feel that comfortable, that safe, that we don't have this ability to cook with love. We are still at the edge. Maybe we are so close to a starvation because of the closing of the borders today, preventing the AIDS while Israel aslan before the genocide, before while Israel aslan before the end of the phase one was not entering all of the Atrax meant to enter Gaza. Today we lost between 4 to 6 people with injuring dozens. It's only the first day after phase one of the ceasefire agreement ended. So it may be worse in the upcoming days. Everyone's just threatening to return to the genocide, to return to the bombing, continuous bombing, I mean. But no one is talking about the Palestinians being human beings and needs finally to rest, to settle after 16 months of being killed and displaced and hungry. No one is talking about this. Everyone is talking also only about Israel willing to protect itself from who, I don't know, they are the occupiers, to return the hostages back. Okay, what about the 15,000 plus Palestinian hostages that only were taken during the genocide? We're not talking about the more than 5,000 were taken before, most of them without trials. And even if there is any trial, most of them is accused only of being Palestinian, defending his or her land. So, yes, this is Ramadan for us. I don't know about you, Muslims and non-Muslims, but this cannot be a normal thing for a normal human being. Okay, you are not normal if you are normalizing the killing of the Palestinians right now. Okay, we don't have fuel, we don't have electricity, we don't have enough food and enough medicine that we can get from our own borders whenever we want. They, the Israelis, control every single thing, every single drop of water, food, or medicine that enters Gaza. And this is not okay. You cannot give a killer who has been killing nonstop for 16 months, not even scary of the entire world being against the keys of the AIDS, the food, the electricity, and the medicine, and to expect that they will be superhuman with us. How come? How come Israel, the one who, which committed the genocide and still committing it and occupying lands and moving the genocide to the West Bank, controls the AIDS and the food and the medicine and the security and the safety and everything about Gaza and Gazans, about 2 million people, 2 million lives. First, asking them to leave. Then telling and threatening now that they will even bomb the warehouses contains food. After stopping the trucks, bombing people who are taking care of their crops in Beit Lahia today, after violating the ceasefire for almost the entire phase one of the ceasefire agreement. So yeah, this is how we live our Ramadan. Don't say Ramadan Kareem. Ramadan Kareem, Allahu Akram. That's it. Ramadan is not Kareem. Ramadan is not good. Ramadan is so horrible. People here, okay, don't be just, okay. Just focus on putting more pressure on Israel to stop this madness once and for all. Not phase by phase, not asking for more from the Palestinians, but not giving anything back to the Palestinians, not committing to the ceasefire agreement or the humanitarian protocol, but asking for the hostages all the time. What about our hostages? What about our future? What about the rebuilding? This is the real question.